Syria's deputy UN ambassador is calling yesterday's U.S. missile strikes against a Syrian airbase a barbaric, flagrant act of aggression that will embolden terrorist groups to use chemical weapons in the future. President Trump says the strikes were to send a message to the Syrian government in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack against innocent people on Tuesday. Now there are questions about where we go from here. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS 8x8 Newsline and talk with retired Lieutenant General Robert Gard, who has done extensive work on nuclear proliferation, missile defense, and military policy in the Middle East. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Pleased to participate.
So, given your background, do you think the missile attack by the U.S. was warranted?
I think that it's warranted, but I would like to have seen a more deliberate, coordinated action in advance of it.
Can you put a finer point on that for us? When you talk about the deliberative, coordinated component, are you talking about working with allies and Congress, or what specifically are you getting at there?
Well, the UN has an investigative team in. I don't know what the rush was. Indeed, our president, just a few years ago, said that the then-serving President Obama should not attack Syria or bomb Syria without congressional approval, that it would be a big mistake. If it's to punish Assad for using chemical weapons, which I deplore and I'm outraged by, that's one thing. If it's the beginning of an attempt on the part of the U.S. to dislodge him from power, that's quite another. So we don't know. We do know that the president we have now is impulsive. His Secretary of State only a few days ago more or less said, look, let's leave Assad up to the people in Syria. Now, all of a sudden, we're right leading the way in using military force, with the Russians now withdrawing from an agreement that we had with them to avoid possible air collisions and getting in each other's way in Syria. Who knows where this will go from here?
Do you think, would you like the president to come out and be more explicit about what his policy is?
I think he owes that to the American public. Now, he's more or less said he's showing Assad that his conduct is unacceptable. If it's to punish him for using chemical weapons in this case, and therefore trying to deter him from doing it in the future, that probably will be less dangerous than if it's the beginning of a campaign on his part to dislodge Assad.
General, thank you so much for your time. Very much appreciate your loaning us your expertise. Again, that's retired Lieutenant General Robert Gard, who has done extensive work on nuclear proliferation, missile defense, and military policy in the Middle East.